We're up to Sifshid Gimel. This is a Yesoid in Halachas of Poiskin. Now, our Simin, what we're concentrating on, is Hakdamas Mois, where you give money in advance to be able to get Peiros later on. There's actually Simin Kufayin Hay as well. But this Sifshid Gimel, is Koilo two Gemaras, which the two Gemaras themselves have problems how they stim one with another. And there are a lot of Yesoidis Mavur buried in the Rishonim in this Yesoid of Poiskin in these circuits. And therefore, I know we're doing something unconventional, but I would recommend if we start from the Gemara, we'll learn the Gemara inside, take the other Gemara, learn that Gemara inside, and try to come out with the Yesoidis. Hopefully we'll have Siyata Dishmaya together to come out with the many Yesoidis from the Rishonim. Different Rishonim have different Shitas. I just would like to make sure everyone has Gemaras. We're going to need Bava Metzia. Everything is Bava Metzia. Both sugs are Bava Metzia. Both sugs are in Ezel Nesher. One sugi is in Samak Dalet Omer Aleph, and one sugi is in Ayin Gimel Omer Beis. We're going to start with the second sugi first. It means we're going to start with the sugi in Ayin Gimel Omer Beis, and that's how the Mechaber does as well. And then after we get that klar, we're going to go to Samak Dalet, and then we're going to compare the two sugyas, and basically, as many Rishonim, that's how many chilukim there are between the two sugyas. And then Lahalacha, we're going to try to then go do Shulchan Aruch and see if any of the terutzim, like I said, if any of them still remain when we go through the Shulchan Aruch. So, okay, the first sugya that we're going to be learning is an Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. It's about, I would say, a dozen lines from the top. I'm trying to count here. It's 8, 10, 12. It's 13 lines from the top. It says, Eilam has a sugya? It says, Omalei Rava mi banish le Ravashi. Rava mi banish was complaining to Ravashi. Chazimar, Rabbonin dekaakli ribisa. Look at the Rabbonin that they're eating ribis. Why? What they... He was troubled that, look, the minig that they used to do was the Yavi Zuza Achamra B'Tishrei. In Tishrei time, he would give money up front. And then they would choose in Tevis, these Rabban would choose the wine in Tevis. What was the Kavana? The Kavana is that normally in Tishrei time, the wine is just beginning. It's sitting in the barrels. So at that point, you don't know what's going to be with this wine. In 2 months' time, 3 months' time, the wine might be spoiled, might turn into vinegar. They don't want to take the risk. So what they do is they put the money down now, and they wait till Tevis to then choose and select the wines that they want, because at that time they'll see which ones soured and completely, which ones are better. And at that time, they'll have the choice of choosing the wine. So if they're buying, let's say, one barrel of his whole cellar of wine, they don't want to risk and say, okay, I want that barrel in the north corner, northeast corner, because maybe that wine will go sour. So they'll wait. They'll wait a few months, they'll come back in Teves, and then go around and find the barrels that are still okay, and the one that's okay, that's the ones that they'll take.
The wine came sour, wouldn't be a mega place.
Excellent. Let me just go through, but you're right. 100%. This is really what this Gemara is going to discuss in all the Rishonim. We have to know what... So now, what was his problem? His problem was is that L'chairo, the seller, is taking on a degree of achrayis, just in case the wines go sour, only because the buyer did the seller a taiva to pay in advance. And let's see Rashi. Rashi discusses that. Rashi, umifkri lei betavis, it's about 10 lines from the top. Umifkri lei betavis, noitlin yayin, toiv. Then in Tevis, they'll take good wine. The Avushakli Lemit Tishrei, had they chosen the wine in Tishrei, to Mahavi Machmis, maybe later on it will become sour, Vishtakach, and it comes out, Mishtum Dagdimu Mois B'Tishrei, because they paid money in advance. It means because they did Akdamis Mois, because they gave money in advance, that's why they're going to get the better deal. Now, Rashi has to explain, so what's the problem? Vadayin lo yotza ashar, and it was Vadayin lo yotza ashar, so you can't rely on, explain to what this means, you can't rely on the shar, and therefore, because they gave money in advance, kibul alav ha-meicha ha-krayis, therefore the meicha is makabal ha-krayis, only because they gave money in advance. V'loidami is Rashi, this is the $1 million kasha, v'loidami lahu de la'el, the Yesh Lechitin, we know a klal. Now this is the side of everything. The klal is I'm allowed, and we learned it at the beginning of the siman, and I'm allowed to pay you money up front if you have the chitin. I can give you money in advance and tell me, deliver it to me at a later date. I could even tell you, deliver it to me at a later date and give me a better price. We discussed before, if it's yesh loy, it's fine. You're allowed to do it. We have tanoim. When you're allowed to, you wouldn't be able allowed to lehed, you say a dual pricing, the Ramah says, good. But Namal, if I give you money and you have the chitim, you have the goods to sell, and we view it as if the money made the kinyan on the goods, you could even give me a cheaper price at Kadei Kak. But that's a halakha, there's no problem with paiskin. So here too, Lechaira, they went ahead and they gave money on wine that's around. It's Yeshla, he has the wine in the cellar. And nevertheless, the Gemara has a kash at this point. What do you mean? It's rib is going on, maybe it'll be machmet. Now we know that on every paiskin, that's the case, right? Every paiskin, if I give you money in advance, I want chitim. I want a bushel of chitim, right? Or whatever it is, a share of chitim. Now, and I want it to be delivered in 6 months' time. In 6 months' time, the part of your chitim might have gotten spoiled, might have gotten stolen, might have gotten rotten, might have been eaten by failed mice, whatever it is. Nevertheless, it's mutter, because I'm not paiskin on a specific chitim, I'm paiskin on chitim that you have, and as long as it's yeshle, as long as you have the chitim, then it's fine. We don't see ribbis. Really, what we doing, really we're doing mekoka memka. I'm giving you money, and you're giving me chitim. Because I'll have a problem that they see aganata, if you give money in advance, and now you're going to deliver something special because of this advance payment, that's a problem. Kozman, it's Yeshle, Chazal say, no problem, we don't even bother with Aganata. We view it as the Mechir already took place. We see money going one way, we see the Chitin going the other way, and we see he already has the Chitin, and Ubeprat Mois is Koinem Midaraisa, says that if there is a Kinyan Midaraisa going on here, so Chazal didn't chepa and said that his rib is here.
What is the Kamas Mois about?
Sorry?
If you don't say his rib is, what is the Kamas Mois all about? He's just buying it for cheaper price, he was buying it earlier.
He's buying whatever it is, he's buying a cheap price because the guy likes the guy, whatever the cheshbon is. But it's a regular machia. I have a right to sell you something at a discount. Right? I'm allowed to do that. So I'm allowed to sell you this at a discount as well, even though you gave me Akdomis Mois, because the delivery date is scheduled for a later time. But that's fine. And we never start questioning what happens if it's going to get lost, anything like that. Maybe it'll get ruined. That's never a problem. So why over here in this Gemara all of a sudden became a problem? So Rashi, lefish ha-yayin rogu lachmitz, because yayin is more rogu lachmitz, it's frequent that it will get spoiled, v'shema kuloi hichmitz, and maybe all of it was chametz, or maybe all of it will be chametz, will be machmitz, some have a gist of shaloi hichmitz. Again, are we talking about yachmitz? We're talking about hikmitz. But Rashi is saying that here it's worse than a regular paiskin. Normally, paiskin is not a problem like we've been learning till now. Normal paiskin, we don't have this chashash. All of a sudden, we introduced something like yayin, which is frequent, that has a problem. We introduced to something that, you know, this yayin might not be around in 3 months' time. And the Avo Pekin, you're allowing me to go through with the deal and choose the good wine that's going to remain, so then we don't have the heta of Paiskin. We see a problem because the Meich was Makabal Achrayis, so to speak, on this chomitz, on the problem that's going to turn into vinegar, on the souring process, and therefore that is the ribbis. The ribbis is that the Meich was Makabal Achrayis. Kibul Olav Meich Achrayis, that's the Lashon Rashi. And on that, the Gemara says a teretz, which is when the Firas, the Gemara will introduce other pshatim, but on that, the Gemara says the following. Amalei, sorry? So far, Rashi is not talking about different prices, but normal, even if you set up, and let's say it's the same price, we have a problem. Paiskin has normal issues of paiskin is the price. It means I'm giving you money in advance, and we're setting a price, and whether it goes up, you're going to still be locked into that price. Maybe you're going to give me a better price now, but if it's yeshloi, everything's fine. Yeshloi, you're allowed to get sell to me at a discount. Rashi doesn't talk about the different prices. We're going to see maybe that is a din amongst the Rishonim.
You're paying
for... It's lo yatzah shah. I'll get to that in a second. I'll get to that.
So who's waiting for the money? Who's charging for the time here?
The buyer who gave the seller money in advance is as if he lent the seller money. That would be what we're looking at it. And because of the halva that the buyer gave to the seller, because he paid in advance, because he's not getting the wine till later, because of that, the seller is doing an extra toiva to the buyer, and that is, he's being mekabel achrayis if something goes wrong.
So the buyer is
Well, he didn't pay extra for insurance. Insurance itself might be taka this issue. We'll have to discuss insurance. Insurance is usually after the purchase. We're talking about it wasn't delivered yet, but he's allowing him to choose. I mean, he's allowing him, yeah, you want to call it degree of insurance. It's not the typical type of insurance, but he's allowing him, he's covering him for the a possibility that his yain, if he would have taken possession of wine today, it would have been spoiled. He's covering for that possibility and saying, you know, you can choose it later on. Wait 3 months and then choose it. And that's why it's ribbis. So that taiva, that's worth value. That taiva, he now, the seller is giving, to providing to the buyer, and the buyer is not doing it. What is the buyer doing more than any other buyer? Sorry?
Guarantee.
The buyer is guaranteeing?
Seller.
The seller is guaranteeing. Right, so that is the ribbis payment. The ribbis taiva that the seller, namely the loiv, is doing to the lokeg, namely the malva, is he's guaranteeing this problem. This guarantee is the payment of ribbis. And at that, the Gemara says that there is Amalei, which is what Moshe said, Amalei inu nami achamra koyavi, achala loy koyavi. This is not considered ribbis. This taiva, this guaranteeing of delivering good yayin, is not ribbis. Why? A yisoid, inu nami achamra koyavi. When they were buying wine, they were buying wine. Achala loy koyavi. They weren't interested in buying vinegar. Novas. We don't know that till later on. It won't be determined till later on. But you should know that the Gemara, Me'ekara de Chamra was already Chamra, the Chala, Chala. Ha'ishaitu de Kamavkri. It's only later on that we can know which was already B'yisoid vinegar from day one in Tishrei and which was already B'yisoid wine in Tishrei. That means, I have a right, when I'm making a deal with you, I have a right to buy wine. I want only wine. I'm not interested in vinegar. There's halakas, as you know, in Mekach Tais, if I buy wine and they deliver vinegar, that's a Mekach Tais. That's not what I wanted. What the Gemara's meaning with Chadish is that even though in Tishrei everything looks like wine, and it only sours later on in Tevis, but the Yisoid of that souring, the Seba of that souring, was already inherent, it was already existed here today in Tishrei. And therefore, the fact that you don't stick me with vinegar in Tevis, you know why? Because if you try to stick me with vinegar in Tevis, it's a Mekach Tais already today, because that means that barrel, which is vinegar in Tevis, I know was already vinegar in Tishrei. And if I would have even been taken possession, let's say, we'll play it out, I gave you money right now in Tishrei, and I took the barrel home in Tishrei, and I don't need it till Tevis, and I open it up in Tevis, and I see it's vinegar, I would have a right to Taina Mekatoyes, go back to the seller and say, look, buddy, I wanted wine, I didn't want vinegar, I know, I don't hold you, I don't have tainus on you, you didn't fool me, because you yourself didn't know it was vinegar yet, because it wasn't nikah till later on, but we all know that it was already vinegar from day one, and if it's a mekotoy, then give me back my money. So I have a right to do that.
You say that they have all tainus, it became vinegar in your reshut. In that case, if I took the wine, when it was wine in Tishrei, and it turned into vinegar with David, you can say, it turned into vinegar in your
okay, well, here it wasn't. It's standing by the seller. You have Zaitika Svaris. Some Rishayim in the Gemara says if I transfer it into my barrel might have caused the problem. Some have Mazala. The other reasons why that halakha might not play itself out. But in Lumdus, what we need for here is it was stayed in the seller's cellar. Right, it stayed by him, it stayed in his barrels, and nevertheless the Gemara held in the Havamina that there was a ribbis payment because of the guarantee. On that, the Gemara's Mechadish, the guarantee is nothing. The guarantee is minadin. If I buy wine, you have to deliver wine. And the fact I don't know it's wine till later on, which is wine and which is vinegar till later on, that's not ribbis, the fact that you're going to give me wine later on, because if you try to give me anything but wine, it's a Mekach Tois.
He's watching it for himself.
Yeah, it's not even watching. He's doing nothing. There's no guarantee. The guarantee is built into the process. But it doesn't say over here that he's choosing different qualities. Sorry?
All wine comes out to you. There's nothing in vinegar, and there's just different qualities. One is better than the other. And he can pick whichever one that he wants. The chayde should be a problem.
And our piha local in Hilchos Mekach, I would be able to stick him with an inferior quality, then by giving him superior quality, that might, one could argue, be the ribbis issue. Good, but that wasn't the case here. Well, here we're trying to do is he's covering for hechmita. For all I know, is later on he was sticking him with wine, but Abi, it's not a hechmita. But the Gemara is saying... What's the teretz of this? The teretz is that the Gemara is saying that even if you don't have the heter of yeshloi, that means even if you don't have the lomdis, it's yeshloi because it's ragalak, we're going to have to explain what that means. Nevertheless, it's still mut because what was the ribbis problem, the issue that we're worried about, is the fact that he's guaranteeing good wine, guaranteeing wine, not vinegar, that is not ribis. Because that, you had to do saving. Even if I would have taken... Sorry?
Even if he didn't have to go somewhere else to get the wine.
He didn't?
Even if he had to go somewhere else to get the wine.
Okay, 1 second. You're touching on a sensitive issue now. 1 second. But let's go with the Gemara. We're going to get back. I'm going to have to go over the Rashi and the Rishayna.
If it turns out to be
chametz,
if it stayed wine.
No, if it turned out to be chametz, it's also not ribis. Because it turned out to be obviously that wasn't the barrel I bought. I only bought wine.
But it has a shine. It says, why isn't it a problem?
It's because I'm giving him the guarantee. That means that later on when he chooses in Tevis, the barrel that's wine. Now, I have thousands of barrels in my cellar, right? One of them went, not one, many of them became soured, right? So, why am I allowing him to pick the wine? Maybe the barrel that became sour would have been his wine, or better yet, Rashi's one gives in Rashi's kuluch chaymet. Maybe it might be shayek that the entire cellar would become chaymet. And nevertheless, I am delivering. I'm guaranteeing him that I'll deliver him wine, and if not, he'll get his money back, or I'll deliver him. He suggested maybe I'll get wine from the shuk, other places, but I am not going to stick him with the chaymet. So that guarantee is the ribis. Kamash from the Gemara. No, the reason why I'm not sticking with the chaymet is because I can't stick him with the chaymet. It'll be a mekach toyev. He has the right to get the wine. And nothing was nishtana from Tishrei to Tevis. Because whatever was sour in Tevis was already sour in Tishrei.
Now, Moshe Kibbutz Vachaz,
why? That was the deal. I made up with him that I'm going to choose it in Tevis.
No?
Sorry?
But he paid him already.
Right, I paid him now and I made up with him, but I'm going to do the selection process in Tevis.
It's
Moises Midaraisa, not on the Durabana Dika level. But normally we use that to view a Mechira to take care of Ribbit. But the halacha is, it is Moises Zacharias, because the halacha is that Moises is not Koines, right? Especially if you don't have a specific barrel, which here it doesn't talk about a specific barrel. So even Moises to be Koines becomes a little difficult, because which barrel were you trying to be Koines, right? So, but yes, there is a Moises Koines. But the halacha avada, okay, that means if it would have been. But halacha avada midrabanan, Moises is not Koines, so therefore the Moises has the achrayas, and technically the boy could walk away with the deal. But here the Moises, not only that, was makabel that he's giving him the right to choose wine, which is good later on, that would have been the problem, commercial. And it's not the problem, because that's, you have to give me the good wine. If you don't give me a good wine, it would be a mekach toyev. Okay, let me move.
Rashi says liyatashah. If it's ain't low because it's
kula yichmet,
so how can
you,
even if...
Okay, let me get back to Rashi, okay? Let's go back to Rashi and try to understand what Rashi is saying. To understand Rashi, let me back step. See, the halacha that I'm allowed to be poiskin, there are two ways to be poiskin normally. One way to be poiskin is if it's yeshloi. If he has it, I could give money right now. Even if he's not going to deliver it till later on, we view as if there's a mechira going on here. I gave money, he has the item. So now the fact that it goes up in price, the fact things happen, it doesn't bother me, no one's concerned. Kafi, the observer, as we look at this, nothing looks fishy, everything looks fine. I see Mechira going on, that's fine. That's one hetter called Yeshlei. There's another hetter called Yotza Hashar. And that is, even if the seller does not have, and that really, we didn't concentrate on Kufayin Gimel, that's really Kufayin Hay. But it's a separate hetter to be Paiskin on something in advance. They give money in advance for something, even if the seller doesn't have the item, it's most of its Yotza Hashar. What does Yotza Hashar accomplish? Typically what Yotza Hashar accomplishes is the following. If I give $100 to the person for an item which costs $100, it's Yotza Hashar, and that's what it costs, right? So if it's Yeshloi, great. But if it's Einloi, Yotza Hashar is as if it's Yeshloi. Why? Because what does Yotza Hashar accomplish? With $100 that I gave him, he could take that money, go to the store, buy the wine, as if he has the wine, as if he has the chitim. So Yotza Hashar accomplishes the exact same thing as Yeshloi, even though it's Einloi. Because by me giving him the money, he could take that very money that I gave him in advance, go to the store, Yotza Hashar is out there in the market, purchase the wine, so it's as if it's Yeshloi. So Yotza... If it's Einloi, it's Yotza Hashar, it's fine, because the money that I give him...
Some other people have it.
So lo yatashav means we don't see it readily accessible, especially for the price that I'm giving you, the money that I'm giving you. So by default, it's ein loy. Once it's ein loy, we don't see a mechira going on. We don't see a mechira going on, so we see a halva going on. There's money in advance, and later on, you're going to deliver goods, which might cost more. Yeah, 100 people have it, but if it's not yatashav, even though people have it, and we discuss, we're going to see Yatsham Kavain, hey, how kavu the shah has to be, but nevertheless, if it's not Yotza Hashar, it's Ein Loi. Yotza Hashar is a way to accomplish a Yesh Loi. It's as if it's Yesh Loi. Okay, so now let's go back over Rashi, and look at something that's pelotic in Rashi. Rashi says that our Gemara is talking about Adayin Lo Yotza Hashar. Right? Then Rashi says, hey, it's Yesh Loi. Rashi says, yeah, the Yesh Loi doesn't count because maybe it's going to be Chaymetz. Now, if the whole maila of Yotza Hashar is to accomplish a Yesh Loi, then who needed to be Lo Yotza Hashar? The line Yotza Hashar. We're talking better. We're talking about Yesh Loi, and Rashi doesn't allow this Yesh Loi. Rashi says this Yesh Loi is not like the typical Yesh Loi of Chitin. This Yesh Loi is worse. So what's bothering Rashi? Why does Rashi have to say the whole problem of the Gemara was Lo Yotza Hashar? One kasha in Rashi. Then to understand Rashi, well, you know what? How about let's put Rashi on hold? We're going to go to a Tosis. You know what? I'll tell you outside without getting confused. I'll tell you the Tosis outside. When I have a Chakira, Chakira amongst the Rishonim, when I give you money in advance for Chitim which you have, or for wine which you have, or whatever it is that you have, now, I didn't say on which specific bottle, which specific Chitim, but in general, all the wine that you have, of your 100 barrels, I want to buy one barrel. Do you, the seller, have a right to sell all 100 barrels to somebody else and give me a different barrel that you don't have? Or no, you have to give me one of your 100, we don't know which one that is, but it's one of the 100. And I'll take it to the next step. That means what will happen if all 100 barrels go, or all 100 bushels of chitim that you have that I was placing on go? I was placing ala godish, whatever it is. And you're supposed to give me that godish, but that entire godish, that entire field of crops went. Are you allowed to give me other crops that you're going to purchase in the store? And it will be mutted because since it was Yeshla at the time of the psika, so I gave money, you had it, it looks good. So now Chazal din Shepa that it looks like Rebis. So Mamela, now it's a free, we bypassed the problem of psika, and now it's a free fall. Now you can take all the chitim you have, sell it to somebody else, buy new chitim, then sell that. And at the RB, 3 months later, when I'm expecting the delivery, at that point you deliver me chitim, even if it's not the chitim that was around at the time of the mechira. It's a ribbis shayla. I'm talking about ribbis. If I wasn't placing on a specific barrel anyway, or a specific wine anyway, so you're not meshubah to give me any specific wine.
I want to buy one of your barrels of wine, one by one.
Oh, if you want bedafka my wine, you like my wine better, which we're going to see in Tosi, Mekam to Tosi, in the Kanaimah. But let's say, stam, all the wine is the same, all the chitim is the same, I was same quality, I want to be poiskim on chitim. Are you meshubah to give me one of those chitim or not? That means, not so much in Hukas Mekka Komemka, but in Hukas Ribbis, to get around the problem of Hagdamis Mois, are you mechuyiv to give me one of the things that are around, and that's considered Yesh Loi? Or no, as long as it's Yesh Loi B'Shas Mechir, now free fall, tell the Rabbanan to jump, don't bother us, there's no ribbis here, and now we can do whatever we want, we can sell this chitim, get different chitim, everything is fine. That is a chakira. And from that chakira comes step two. What happens if all the chitim went? Or if all the wine went? If everything went, do you still have the heta of Yesh Loi? That is the, if you tell me that the only way to accomplish a Yesh Loi heta is if Libesoif, one of the things that you deliver happened to have been there around, means the thing that you deliver happened to have been one of the things that were around there mitchila, so that if everything went, you wouldn't have a heta of Yesh Loi. But if you tell me that Yesh Loi, no, it's as be you have a b'shas mechir, and then what goes on later on is none of my business, none of the Rabbanan's business. So once that's the case, and even if everything went sour, good, I'll get a different wine from the shuk, I'll get different chitim from the shuk. That is a chakir. And this shayla is really Tosis. Tosis in Samagdala Mavez, which is really totally in the other sigur we're supposed to be learning, Tosis over there has this chakira. Now they bring rayas from Rashi in Ayin Beis. Nagdulu Chuma says that Rashi goes Lushitasai, that being raised from Rashi, Rashi holds that the whole Heta Yesh Loi is if Lebesoif you deliver me something that was around b'shas the mechira. If the b'seidi tried to deliver me something else, is now no head to avyeshlai. Sorry. No, around by you. If you want to have the het of Yeshlai, it has to be around by you. If you want to have the het of Yotza Hashar in Ekonami, then it'll be that. Then it's a free, and it's endless. It's the shuk. But I'm talking about, let's say it's Yotza Hashar. I'm talking about strictly Yeshlai now. I want to get the het of Yeshlai. What do I need to accomplish Yeshlai?
You need
to
be placed under 10 people if you have one barrel.
Well, granted, that's when you're lending, but by Paiskin. You, we saw God Halacha before. If I'm poiskin on a barrel, with you have one barrel, I can't be poiskin to get three barrels, right? Now,
one at a time to 10 different people.
Oh, so that would be totally, could be in this Machlokes. If you hold a grash, you have to deliver the thing that you have, and then if this barrel goes to Reuven, you can't take this barrel and now sell it to Shimon. If you have 10 barrels, then it goes in time. If you have one barrel, at the end, something's going to go. You're not going to have a yeshli for everybody.
Okay, so that's already
you're using an extra lambda. So once you have the heta, yeah, usually are you allowed to swap it and exchange it on something else? You could be right, but I'd rather not go into that. I'm talking about lambda of yeshlei.
How far of yeshlei is that could deliver right now? So what's the same barrel you're letting
me do? You do or you don't? Which way you would like better?
Take it right now, right?
Right. So even if at the end of the day it's not around, it's fine. That's how you hold. Okay. Well, Rashi on Ayin Beis holds not like that.
What's wrong with Rashi over here?
Okay, so one second. So let me get back to Rashi here. So the Geduli Truma says that this Rashi goes L'shitasai. And let me theorize with this and then I'll take questions. The Geduli Truma says that the whole het of Yeshlei is if at the end of the day you deliver something that was around B'shas T'Psikas. Mamela Zok Rashi. Traktorashi, very good. Traktorashi, what's going to be with Yeshloi Chitim? So what's the Gemara's problem? I have a Pasha to Yeshloi. Emphorashi, Lefi, here, Shayayin Rogel Achmet, because here the Yayin is Rogel to become spoiled. Vishema, let's take the gifts of Kula Yechmet. Okay? Vishema, Kula Yechmet. So everything is going to go sour. Now you don't have the Het of Yeshloi, because you have nothing to deliver. Everything that was around at the time of the Psika is not going to be around later on in Tevis. So now you lost the Het of Yeshloi. So now that you lost the Het of Yeshloi, forget it. Now we have a real Ribbis problem to contend with. And on that, the Gemara is a Teretz, it's no problem because the guarantee was built in, because that's Hilchos Mekach HaMemkar. But that, very Geshmak, Shema Kula Yechmet, so you're not going to have a Yeshloi. The whole Het of Yeshloi is, if you deliver something that was there b'shas p'sika, but on the tzad, that kul hikmetz, it's going to be a problem. And let me take it to a step further. And therefore, so why does Rashi need that it's ruggle hikmetz for? Because therefore, since it's a shchiach to happen, then it's already us and now to make the p'sika. Means, by chitim, avada Rashi is also moida that if the entire crop goes sour, gets lost, avada there's no maheta, and at the end of the day you won't be able to deliver other chitim. But that's not going to stop you from making the psika, because it's a one in a million chance that the entire field is going to get ruined. So therefore, we don't shepherd you right now. The psika is very good. If that one in a million happens that the entire field goes under, yeah, then consult a rabbi and he'll tell you now to go through with the deal. But here, he was upset with them, Mikara from the whole psiki. He was upset with them. How could you go ahead and make such a paiskin? And the reason why he was upset, because since it's ragel achmet, it's shriach, you have to know how shriach, but it's ragel, that whatever the seller has will become chaymitz. So therefore, Zakrashi, you already have an issa to make the psika from day one, because we have to entertain such a possibility. You'll never come through with yeshloi. That is Rashi. Now, if you learn like that, and it's very good shmak why Rashi has to say lo yotza hashar. We ask that every yotza hashar is only to accomplish a yeshloi. And if Rashi for some reason didn't like a yeshloi, so what was he concerned with the lo yotza hashar? Even with yotza hashar, there's no yeshloi. Teretz, Rashi was happy with yeshloi. Just Rashi said here the yeshloi is not going to work for you because maybe the entire seller will become sour. Now, Rashi, what he did was, he limited you to the seller of wine. How? By telling you, it's lo yotza hashar, you can't get the wine anywhere else. So we're limited to only have the heta from the yeshloi. The yeshloi is not a good heta because it's rogel that the entire seller will become sour. But vivayt, it would be yotza hashar, then I would have the heta yeshloi. Yatzashar, which is like Yeshlai. Because don't tell me it's Ragot. It's Ragot that the entire wine in the world is going to become sour.
Why does wine?
That's what I'm saying. It's not Shriach. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to say that the entire wine in the world will become sour. That is in 3 months. That is ridiculous. So Zakrashi, if it would have been Yotza Hashar, then it would be Mutzah. Because even though your wine will go sour, there will be some wine in the world that remained fine, that was around in Tishri, that you could have purchased had you wanted to, because it's Yotza Hashar. So Rashi says, no. Leave out everyone else's wine out of the equation because it's lo yatzai shar. Now, you want to know your wine is not good enough, Zok Rashi, because since it's rogel hachmet, that's going to be a problem. That is Shitas Rashi. Now, Tosfos in Samech Daled Amud Beis doesn't quote this B'Shem Rashi, but has this kakir, like I told you, what is the het of Yeshlei? Does it have to be around Lebesayif, or be it around at the beginning? So first Tosfos says it has to be around Lebesayif, and he handles our sugya, and not only that, Tosfos makes a beautiful deek in our sugya, that even like the teretz of the Gemara, the whole teretz of the Gemara, that raises your issue, that even like the teretz of the Gemara, the whole teretz was, is that to have chamra, that would have been a mecha, to have chala, that would have been a mecha tos meikar, and that I was never accepted. But Zok Tosfos, vice tos, other problems, let's say gneva, let's say other einsin, let's say quality you raised, let's say it wasn't a... involved, that would taka be ribbit. And you wouldn't have a heter of Yeshlei. That's how Tosfos learns it, because the heter is only to deliver those that you have. Now that's the beginning of Tosfos, which is the Chayshtim's with Rashi, and that's what Rashi means. Comes on Tosfos, no. I hold, like you had mentioned, I hold that Avada, the heter of Peskin, is only what's around B'Shas the Mechira. A B looks good, you're fine, the Rabbanan don't mix in. Once you look good, once it looks good at the time of the Psika, you're fine. What happens later on, you don't have to deliver the same barrel, and once that's the case, like you said, I could take the same barrel and try your place on someone else and on the third party, because that barrel itself, I'm allowed to eat myself, as long as I deliver a barrel at the end. Chazal didn't mishin, because at the beginning, it was Yeshle with Mois, everything looks good. So Tosfos, so what's our case talking about? So I tell you, our case is talking about, I'll limit you, Tosfos has a different way to limit you, I'll limit you is what Moshe had mentioned, that the guy didn't want Stam wine, he wanted this guy's wine. He knows that his crops are good, his wine is good, he wants Bedavka, his wine. So again, he's minimizing, he's limiting the guy to Bedavka, this wine, and therefore, so Tosfos, Vivite, you're limited to this wine, now we have to worry about, sorry? Right? Yeah, but it comes out that you can't include. Means normally Tosfos wasn't afraid of every poskim that things go sour. Tosfos never had the problem because you never have to deliver this item, unlike Rashi. So that wasn't the issue. But Zok Tosfos, once I limit you, I want Bedavka your wine, and you can't go to other wines. So then we have the same problem. The guarantee is now a problem. Normally, guarantee is never a problem because you're free for it. I can give you other stuff. I could sell this. Even if, take it to the next step. Even if it's lo yotza hashar, abi it's yesh lo, it's not a problem. So now I could sell you this, or I could sell this to somebody else, or this could become sour. It's irrelevant because I was never meshabed to give you bedavka this wine. I can give you other wine to fill in, and Chazal never shepherd with the ribbis issue. They never had a problem with this deal. So Zok Tosfos, you know why this deal is unique and is questionable and is a problem in the Havamina? It's because I wanted bedavka your wine. So now I limited, this crop, this seller worth of wine, so I have the same problem. The guarantee now is going to be a ribbis issue. I see the guarantee. I see the nick, I see the toiva that the seller is giving me. Normally that toiva is not nicker, Zok Tosfos, because you never have to give this wine, it's any wine. So the fact that this wine became spoiled, it wasn't part of the equation. That wasn't the deal. The deal wasn't anyway on this wine. It was on a wine. So unless the whole wine in the whole world became sour, which is obviously ridiculous, so there was never a problem for this guarantee. It was never nicker any toiva that the seller is providing the lokeach. Here, the toiva is nicker. Why is the toiva nicker? Because I want a bedavka, this seller of wine. It means Tosfos accomplished Shitas Rashi in a different way. Shitas Rashi is any way you're limited to your wine because you have to deliver something from your Yeshloi that you had. And they said, no, you never have to do that. That's never the problem. But the problem is because here, the guy Bedavka wanted this wine. And in that case, it would have been a problem if not for the fact that Mekar Chala Chala Nechama Charma, that you have a chiv to give me anyway, Atuchas Mekar Chamemka. Okay, let's just put a hold on this Gemara and let's go to the other Gemara, because I want to be able to finish this sif tonight. Basically, you see, in a nutshell, the Gemara has a problem that the guarantee of a chrayis should be a problem of ribbis, and the kamash on the Gemara is that guarantee is nothing. That guarantee is built in. Why is the guarantee built in? Is because you have to give me wine when I purchase it. And we only found out it was vinegar later on, but you saw it. And let me just build. Maybe it's a kedai to here mention. What would be if that svara wouldn't have been there? That means what would be if, I'll take it to an extreme, I told you here's money in advance and I want you to deliver me wine in 3 years from now. Not in Tevis, not the end of the season, in 3 years from now. And you're going to guarantee that in 3 years from now you'll let me select only to have wine and not to have vinegar. That's going to be a problem. Because the whole head of the Gemara was, is that when I purchased, the fact that you're allowing me to take wine later on, is that wine is already now. Because to stick me with vinegar later on would be sticking me vinegar now, because that vinegar was really vinegar now. But if I go out a length of time, 3 years, I'll take it to extreme, maybe right now it was wine, maybe everything in the cellar was wine right now, and it first spoiled, soured 2 years from now, and allowing me to choose 3 years from now, but dafka the wine, that guarantee is ribbis. Because the whole way to get out of this guarantee being ribbis is because whatever was vinegar in Tevis was already vinegar in Tishrei. But if I'm going out 3 years' time, you can't tell me whatever was vinegar in 2007 was already vinegar in 2004. That you can't do. So allowing me that guarantee would taka be ribbis. The only head to this Gemara is that this guarantee is nothing. This guarantee is din, meikara. Whatever was chala now already. So you can't stick me. The fact that you're not sticking me with vinegar later on is because you couldn't stick me with vinegar now. And that bow was already vinegar now. Because we know what was vinegar then is already vinegar now.
It's not just about Paris, but Shreya, how's the Gemara answer? How's the Yeshua? Why don't we have the problem that we explained to Nashi why it's the Yeshua?
It's taka, you don't have the head of Yeshlai. You have. But what was the problem if you don't have Yeshle according to Rashi? The problem was the Kabbalah Sakhrais. We focus on the Kabbalah Sakhrais of the seller. Zok Toysis, if that's what we're focusing on, is the Kabbalah Sakhrais, the Gemara, if that's what we're focusing on is the Kabbalah Sakhrais of the seller, that Kabbalah Sakhrais is nothing. You didn't do anything for me. It doesn't work with the normal Heta of Yeshle, that is. Normal Heta of Yeshle accomplishes that we're not worried if something gets spoiled. So Grashi, here, that's no good. We are worried because this is more Ragam. So that, we should be worried. Kamashim and the Gemara, that's not a problem because you can't stick me with vinegar. The vinegar that you're going to stick me in Tevis is already vinegar now. And you couldn't stick me with vinegar now. Sorry?
How is this method working, Omar? How is it working?
I gave you money.
I bought it completely regular Kenyan.
Well, no, money. I gave you money. It's loyat ashar. It is yeshloi, but that yeshloi zakrashi is not enough to take care of chaymitz. But what will take care of chaymitz is the fact that the chaymitz in Tevis was already chaymitz in Tishrei. So you couldn't stick it to me anyway. No, so that means it's mekara. We know that the mum, the problem was already existed in Tishrei. Yeah, but if something...
Maybe if we take it to Tishrei, it would still be good. Starting would be good enough.
So the... But that is a mecha case. If I buy wine, it's supposed to stay wine. If I buy wine and I see 3 months from now it's vinegar, that is a mecha case. You couldn't stick me with the vinegar in 3 months because you couldn't stick me with the vinegar now. Sorry?
Then it wasn't
yeshloi. It wasn't yeshloi for the risk, but what was the ribbis? The ribbis was the risk. That is not ribbis because you didn't give me any guarantee. You thought you gave me a guarantee. I'm telling you now, you gave me no guarantee. Don't even give me a guarantee.
You didn't give me anything. We're back.
Right, pretend I would be Poiskin, and you wouldn't give me any guarantee. That's where we're holding. Because the guarantee you gave me is Min Adin. Which Kasha? So you worried about Yukra Vazula? What do you worry about? Okay, so that's a good Kasha. We're going to have to get to it after we get to the next Sugya.
No, Rashi doesn't
say that. Rashi said to Kulu B'Toikahu from the Gemara's case of Tevis and Tishrei. Rashi doesn't say it's going out 17 years. Rashi says the Chama Chama the Chala Chala. You never heard of something which was wine, and because it wasn't kept properly, it turned into vinegar. You never heard that something became sour over age. At age, it becomes sour, right? Okay, so if you don't, 1 second. If you don't like the mashal, fine, I have no problem. But in lomdis, if it would be something that was nischadish later on, you wouldn't have the heta of this gemara. That's all. God, we shouldn't say that there's a tukufim, which we're going to see in Tosis and Yat Hashem. But anyway, that's this gemara. The gemara had a problem. The guarantee, and the gemara said the guarantee was nothing. You didn't even guarantee me nothing. Because whatever was vinegar in 3 months was already vinegar now. Okay, now let's do the other gemara in Samagdalar Amalal. We're running late here because I have to do the Gemara and then show you the Chalukim, and hopefully Firais and Shulchanah can show you that Kamat no Chiluk remains. Okay. Samagdalet Omer Aleph, 4 lines from the bottom. Omer Abaya. Shari Le Inish Lememo Le Lechavre. A person is permissible to tell his friend, Helech Abba Azuza, here is 4 zuz. A chavita de charma on a barrel of wine, on a specific barrel of wine. And here's the deal. If it gets ruined, b'shuscha, it's your headache. Give me back my money, give me all the wine. Well, that might be a makhlek as you showing him. But iyikra, izila, b'shusi. But if it goes up in price, goes down in price, that's me. It means I'm going to give you this $4, regardless of what the value of the wine is going to be in time, but you should know, I want you to be mekabel achrayus. The guarantee is he talk for it. If it gets ruined, b'shus chok, it's going to be in your b'shus. Omer Rav Shravi ala Abaya. Rav Shravi is Abaya, new kasha. Hay kerv l'schav, rachuk l'hefzeru. It's not fair. The deal is tilted, because look at the lokeach. From the lokeach, he has an advantage point. The lokeach, if it goes up in price, he's going to get it. If it's yukra, he keeps the benefit. But rachuk l'hefzeru, but if it gets sour, the seller has to take achrayus. So l'chayra, that is a toiva that the seller is providing the buyer because of hakdamas mois. So that is ribbis. Now that doesn't sound exactly like the ribbis we had over there. Ribbis over there was the guarantee of the souring. Here the Gemara is talking about the entire deal, the fact that you're going to gain if it goes up in price. If it goes up in price, it's karv l'schar. And if it goes down in price, or if it gets sour, if it gets spoiled, turns into vinegar, that's going to be in the cellar. So it's not fair. You see, it's not a fair deal. If you want to tell me I did a regular mechira, so everything should be in the lokeach, problem. If it goes up, goes down, if it gets spoiled, everything should be on the lokeach. But that the seller is accepting upon himself the fact he talked for it, if it gets ruined, so you see that the deal is tilted to the lokeach's advantage, and that was only because he gave Agamas Mois. So that's ribbis.
Right away, what if something happens?
The deal is a wrong deal. It's a psika, just like every place. There's something wrong in the deal. Even everything turns out fine, but high carbless guy, Rakhul laughs at him. Amalek, and for the Gemara, no, don't worry about the carb l'schar. Don't worry about the rachak l'hefzid. Because kevin de mekabel alei zula, since the lokeach in essence is mekabel zula as well, if it goes down in price, so it goes up, it's his headache, goes down, it's his headache, carb l'zel l'zel. That's already enough fear. You see, the going up is his, the going down is his. That's enough fear, it's enough balanced that we don't see any toivo, any ribbis that the seller is providing the buyer. The Gemara had a problem here. Now, we're both talking about wine, we're talking about talkfa, we're talking about money in advance. Very similar Gemaras. Why it's two different parts of the parak, I don't know. But two Gemaras, and the Gemara here has a problem of karv l'skarvak l'hezin, and on that the Gemara says the test, karv l'zeu l'zeu. Over there, the Gemara has a problem, the guarantee. Now, now the Gemara says, nah, the guarantee is nothing, because whatever was chaymits from the beginning. Sorry?
Each other, because over here the guarantee is the problem.
With the here, Samagdal, Ein Gimel.
Ein Gimel,
the Gemara has the guarantee to be a problem. Here the Gemara says that the guarantee is not a problem, because since he was Makabo Yukra Vizula, it's Karv Lazel Lazel.
But it's still a guarantee, so it should still be a problem, the guarantee.
But the Gemara over there says at the end the guarantee wasn't a problem.
Only because he promised to deliver.
Because it's Mekar the Chal Lacham. Okay. So basically, we have 2 sugyas addressing a similar problem, l'chayra, something similar in nature, having 2 different terutzim, 2 different eitzes. One is because karv l'zel l'zen, over there because mikar d'kala kala. And the question is, why? So the question is, why couldn't this Gemara say that Gemara's teretz? And why couldn't that Gemara say this Gemara's teretz?
This is a specific barrel?
Yes.
This is a specific
barrel? L'chayra.
That's a different story.
That makes a different story, good, but why does that make a difference in Lomdis? Why should that change?
Because over here he doesn't have the guarantee. Over here there's no svara if it was challah to start with. He's taking this barrel, and if it's not good, that's my problem.
But l'chayra, if it came out to be chala, let's say in Teva's time, right, when the time of the delivery, and we have from a seller of wines, we know, we can determine that anything that's sour in Teva's was already sour in Tishrei. So now, we talk for b'shusak, that's minadin. If you're going to give me something now, and I'm buying this barrel of wine, and I find out in 3 months from now that it's vinegar, I never want to buy vinegar, I want to buy wine. Right? So good. So basically, you're trying to be mechaven to a preisha which might be in the shach as well, a dig in the shach as well, that if you have a specific barrel of wine, then the principles, the dynamics of ayin gimel don't apply. That is, that bishlam, if you want to buy wine in general, you got to give me wine. But if you want to buy this barrel, it's as if you're taking the risk. Everyone knows the wine might really be vinegar already, and therefore you're taking the risk. Not so geschmack, because I told you I'm buying wine, I want wine. And you're going to see none of the rishonim, even though the preish and the shach say this chilek, No, that's why I mentioned the talk for bishlam, and that would have been a problem. Whoa, what are you doing? You talk about Shuzak. Normally, when you buy a barrel, you should be taking the risk. And then that Gemara has to say, Kavla Zelazeh. But why the Gemara even had a problem if he talked about Shuzak, if the Gemara in Ayin Gimel already gave a teretz that may occur the Chala Chala, is because if it's on a specific barrel, there we don't have the Sarav in Kar the Chala Chala. And that's what the Prish and the Shach suggests, but it's not like any other Rishon.
Why? Why was the
Prish? What the Sarav is, the Bishlam, I buy one. I buy a barrel. I'm buying by a Shehu, whatever it is.
Not
that bad. He says, speak about the parish over here. He talked for b'shusak, so that would have been the ribbit that you are... Even though I'm buying this specific barrel, which normally would dictate, normal hukas naka kamemka should dictate that I should be taking the risk, but I'm putting the risk on the seller.
Normally kamemka
doesn't take the risk. If I buy a specific barrel.
You go to the store, you buy wine, right? It comes out as vinegar. You have
I have no problem. For good...
This barrel ends up being vinegar, so
doesn't
the seller now consider
it, or
what's
the
before that it ain't mine? But they didn't have it.
No, you're talking about. I'm talking about. He talked about b'shusak. I want to know the Gemara. We're trying to. Let's try to. We want to know why isn't the Gemara in Ein Gimel's Teret of Mikar de Chalachala applicable over here? Why is the Gemara here have a problem? You talk for b'shusak. Sorry. Why? How should I answer?
No,
I'm just saying, we have two isolated problems. So let's try to address one at a time from the Yishonim and get down. Let me, if I could not ask any questions till the end, because I think I have no time left. Let's try to finish and get one thing at a time. So let's try to take this Gemara first. Samach Dalet. Why don't we have the Teretz of the Chala Chala in Samach Dalet? So on that, Taisus says the following. Taisus says, first Taisus suggests, which is what someone here said, is that here we're talking about not that it was supposed to be delivered in Tevis, but supposed to be delivered a long time from now, next year. And there we don't have the Sarmi Kar the Chala Chala, because over a year's time, things happen, new things happen, and that what created it to become Chala. And that, God, is a teretz that other Rishonim give, and it's brought down in the base. He says such a teretz amongst the Rishonim. He says that's not true. He doesn't like it. He says the Gemara Mekar the Chalakala even works over time. Like Shaggy wanted to say, that works over time, that even if in a year from now it becomes spoiled, becomes vinegar, we know already it was vinegar from now. So Taisa doesn't like that Eitzah. So Taisa therefore said, the second Eitzah is, that this Gemara is talking about, that the problem here was not Chaymetz. The Gemara doesn't say Chaymetz. So the Gemara says he talked for Bishusak. It's talking about that it became a bit acidic, it became a bit spoiled, it became a bit sour, not such good quality. The Gemara is not talking about chaymetz. You're right, if it would turn into chaymetz, we know, we can prove, me'ekar, the chala chala, and therefore, no problem. The guarantee is nothing. But here, it's talking about that there's a different problem, a different kilkel, not chaymetz. It took for, it got ruined a little bit, whatever it is, and therefore, that guarantee should pose a problem. And then that the Gemara has its eighth or whatever it is, that's Karv Lazeh Lazeh. But we're not talking about Chaymet. And should we have been talking about Chaymet, then we don't need any Yaterim. That is already in Ayin Gimel, that may call the Chala Chala. So those are the two eighths of the Rishonim. Either we're going out long distance, we're going out in time that something was Neschadash later on, we don't have Mikar the Chala Chala, or we're talking about that the Kilkel that we're referring to is a different Kilkel. The Kilkel we're referring to is not Chaymetz, the Kilkel we're referring to is something else that doesn't have the dynamics of Mikar the Chala Chala. Those are the two Pshatim of the Rishonim. Taisa mentions really both of them. Now, Knowing these two, let's go back, and now why in Ayin Gimel don't we have the Heta of Samech Dalet? In Ayin Gimel, the Gemara says, a problem also of the guarantee, and in that, the Gemara came up with a teretz that the Heta is because Mekar the Chala Chala. L'chayro, the Gemara should have said that since he was Makabo Yoker of Azula, so it's Karav Lazel Lazehu, and we don't care the fact that the guy was Makabo Tukva, the guy was Makabo Chaymit, the guy allows me to select it in Tevis, that the guarantee is not a problem, because you see that anyway it's Karav Lazel Lazehu. You see that anyway, it looks good. I mean, let me explain the Gemara a little bit, I really jumped over it. It's a Shailin and Rishonim had to explain it, but let's take one shot, is that the whole problem was that if you mekabel achrayis, it shows that the deal wasn't good, right? There really wasn't any deal. If you want to have a deal, you want to say that the mechir took place, why is the seller taking on achrayis for? Right? The way to get out of ribbit, the way to say it wasn't akdamas mois, is to pretend that the whole mechir took place now. Okay, the rabbanu allowed you, with mois, kindness, midrash, allowed you to say the whole mechir took place now. But if the seller is taking on the achrayis, oh, that shows that the mechir wasn't ending now. So the Gemara, no. It's Karav Lazel Zeh, because since the boy took on Sayyukr, Sayzula, the whole mechir took place now. He's giving a Zaytag a guarantee, he's just taking on achrayis, if something gets ruined, Nishka Velak, we find such things guaranteed, not the end of the world. But you want to know, did the mechir already take place now? It did, Veharaya, Yoker and Zoyl is on the Lakeik's head. So that shows you that the mechir took place. Now, why can't this heta of Karav Lazel Lazel work for over there in Ayin Gimel? The chayyur there too. You had a problem with Tukva. Teretz should be there was a real mechir here because it's yoik of Ezoil. You see that the lekeach went in completely. The fact that the seller took on achrayis that doesn't cause problems. We don't really care about it because that's like bottle in a package. The package is well balanced. It's yoik of Ezoil and everything's fine. Why did the Gemara have to come on to a new teretz of Mekar the Chala Chala? On that, Tosfos says, if you look at the bottom of Tosfos and Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, again, Lashitosai, Tosfos says that a whole teretz, a whole heta of Yoikav is oil is only on Zaytika problems. Remember, Tosfos, that's why in the whole Gemara Samach Dalet talking about Zaytika Kilkulim. Zaytika problems, which aren't so Shchiach, that guarantees really nothing. You're not really doing me that much of a Tosfos here that doesn't show that the deal is tilted, it's well balanced. But over there, the Gemara is talking about Chaymet. Chaymet, that's very Shchiach, that's a normal thing to happen. You're being Makabel, the guarantee of Chaymet. How you talking? What a favor you're doing for me? That favor is Ribbit. That favor is Ribbit, if not for the fact, may call the Chala Chala. So, like Tosfos is very Geschmack. This teretz that the Gemara in Ayin Dalet talking about Chaymet, and that the Gemara in Samach Gimel, the Gemara in Ayin Gimel talking about Chaymet, the Gemara in Samach Dalet talking about Shaki Kulam, answers both problems. That means Mekar the Chala Chala doesn't apply by Shaki Kulam, and the Heta of Karav Lazel Lazel takes care of small type. It's not so Shchiyah guarantees. That's nothing. The deal is balanced. But in Ayin Gimel, we're talking about a major Kabbalah Sachrayis of Chaymet. It's Rogel Lahachmet. And that you're being Makabel. Why? Because I gave you money up front. That's Ribbis. If not for that, of the eight of Mikrad Chalachal. Good. Now, no, short-term and long-term helps. That long-term, that's the other. Okay, let's go. What about the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim say that the chilek between Samach Dalet and Ayin Gimel is whether you go short-term or long-term. That Mekar the Chala Chala only allows you up to Tevis, up to the Zman of Betzira, whenever it normally is that you produce wine. But to go out mamish long-term, a year's time, of whether that new things could crop up, new things could pop up. And if those new have saved and pop up, one second, you know, that wasn't Mekar the Chala Chala, that's a real guarantee, that's going to be Ribbis. And on that, the Gemara gives a teretz of its Karav Lazel Lazel. So now, the Kash is the other way. So we still have that problem. If you see Matok, I go long term, right? We don't have the Het of Mekar the Chala Chala, but because it's Karav Lazel Lazel, it works. So now when you get to Ayin Gimel, where you're going only short term, why can't the heta of Karav Lazel Lazel, that means the fact that even Kabbal, even Zol, take care of this problem, why did the Gemara have to be Mechandish, a new heta called Mekar the Chala Chala?
Who said he was Mekabal?
Good, very good. Very good. Zog the Tesis Rid, he wasn't Mekabal. Very good, very simple later. The Gemara in Samach Gimel Samach Dal has a beautiful later because of Mekabal Achayis. The Gemara in Ayin Gimel was telling you, I have a way to be matter. Even without Kabbalah of Zoyl, I'll be able to get a Heta. And the way to get a Heta, even without Kabbalah Zoyl, is because Mekar the Chala Chala with the Chamra Chamra. So that would be a very good Eitzah. The Ritva suggests another Eitzah, a third Eitzah. The Ritva suggests the third Eitzah is that when you're going only short term, maybe that's what you meant, when you're going only short term, the chances that wine is going to drop in the small time from Tishrei to Teivet is not Shchiach. So therefore the downside of the Lekeach of Zayla really doesn't counter the downside of the Meicher of Kabbalah Sachrayis. If you have long term, like in Samach Dalet, so you could tell me over a year's period, you know, wine price might drop. So that's, you see that I'm taking on real Achrayis. So the fact that you're taking on Achrayis of Tokva, no. You took on one set of Achrayis, I took on another set of Achrayis, real Achrayis. That really balances each other out, that's fine. But in Ayin Gimel, we're only going short term, the Achrayis of Zoil doesn't counter the Achrayis of Tokva, and therefore, since it's not evenly balanced, we have a problem. If not for the fact, we call the Chalachala or the Chama Chama. So in other words, without his teretz of the Tosfos read, you could say that Mamish, the Chiluk of Madrishayna really answer both Gemara's Bevatakas. Either Tosfos has said that Gemara is talking about other Hefseidim, and this Gemara is talking about Chaymitz, answers both problems, or like the Ritva, that Gemara is talking about long terms, so you don't have Mekar the Chalachala, but you do have the Kabbalah Sakrayas of Zohar, which is real. We'll also answer because verse here, vis-a-vis over here, we're talking about not like that. Over here, we're talking about it was going on the short term. So you do have the het of Mekado Kalachala, but you don't have the het of Kabbalah Zol, because in short term, there is no Zol. Okay? So those are the two basic Heterim. But then he suggested to Taisa Rid that over here, maybe you want being Mekabal Zol, let's have to go het. Now let's try to Chabarain. I know we're past 10 o'clock. We started a bit late. If you can give me 3 minutes to try to get this into a Mechaba. I don't want to wait. Next week in Yad Hashem is Shabbos Chanukah. We're not going to have Shia, so it's going to be first in 2 weeks' time. If we're not going to get it now, I'm afraid we're not going to get it. Go into Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechava, Lechari, rightfully so, these two Gemaras are mamish attached, but both halachas in one Sif. Zok the Mechava. Mutter lahakdim mois al yayin b'shasa batzir, amana sheyitin lo yayin toiv b'nissen. It's mutter. Now this is the Gemara in Ayin Gimel, the Gemara we learned first. It's permissible to give down money on yayin b'shasa batzir, amana sheyitin lo yayin toiv b'nissen. And why is it mutter? So we know with Chachamim, we know that the reason is because mekar d'chala chala, the chamra chamra. But notice, what did the Mechava do? Our Gemara says Tevis. All of a sudden he's stuck in nissen. Problem. V'chein, I'm going to see in a second. V'chein, mutter lahakta mois ha-chobis yidur sh'ayayin, o lahasnei sema-mecha, shim yoizel, o yisyaker, adzman mechiris ha-yayin, whatever that is, long-term, kenzayin, yir b'shus ha-lakeach. Vim yachmitz, but if it gets yachmitz, second, yir b'shus ha-mecha, then it'll be b'shus ha-mecha. Avam eina lakuk, but talk to Mechab, you should better be careful. Im eina lakuk, Mechab olav ha-chayis ha-zoyl, also, I feel a moshkel, it shows even though it's a mamish, the full ma'isikin, you should know this is mamish kefalach, because the Kabbalah's achrayis that the seller took is going to be ribbis, it's karav lezeh, barachak lezeh, it's mamish a problem of ribbis, you should know there's no eitzah. Okay, so this is the Mechabrings, and both Gemara is very nice. So let's try taking the head of the eitzah of Toysa. Toysa says you should know the two Gemara is a mamish. By the Metklat, the two separate Gemaras, because the Gemara in Ayin Gimel, I mean the Reish of Mechaber is talking about Chaymetz, but the Gemara in Samach Dalet is talking about other Kilkulim, other Zaytika problems, and on those Zaytika problems you don't have the Heta Mekar Dechala Chala, but you will have the Heta of Kar Lezel Lezeh, because those Zaytika problems aren't so Shchiach. But the Mechaber says in the Sefer, which is the Gemara in Samach Dalet, V'im Yachmetz Yibishus HaMecha, and that is Mota. So clearly the Mechaber is now going with Shita Sataisis. So that's finished with. Now, what was the other Teretz Yerushalayim? The other Teretz Yerushalayim, very simple. One Gemara, the Gemara in Ayin Gimel, was talking about only till Tevis. Tevis is a very short time. So there you don't have the Heta Karlat there because Zol doesn't have enough time to have a real Zol. But you should know you do have a Heta Mekar the Chala Chala. But the Gemara in Samach Dalet, which is talking about a long time, I'm telling you, delivering whenever you want, in a year, times a Zayin, you don't have the Heta Mekar the Chala Chala because it could be something that was newly created. Later on it became sour. So the mechaba muter like the moisa yain b'shas abot amenash eaten lo yain toiv benisin. You see, the mechaba says nisin, not tevis. So I am going out 6 months. I'm going out longer than I was supposed to be going out in ayin gimel. And nevertheless, it's muter. Why? Because of the het to mekar the chalachala. So if you have the het to mekar the chalachala in the ratio, so again shver every rishon's kasha. What's the chiluk between the ratio and the seif? And the ratio, we have a heta because we call the chalachal even by nissen, and comes along the seif. All of a sudden, you have to be careful. You have to be mekabel chayis the zol, and if you're not mekabel chayis the zol, it's going to be awesome. What is going on? He has no teretz of the rishonim. What is going on? This kasha is like a $1 million kasha. Everyone has different eitzes and what to do. So the Beis Yosef tries to suggest that really this notion of Nissen is already the tour. And the Beis Yosef says you should know whatever the Rishonim said by Tevis is applicable in the tour's time by Nissen. That is, really we're going like the second Pshat of Rishonim, that Mekar the Chalachal only goes up to a certain point in time, up to Tevis. In the times of the tour, that went even to Nissen. They knew, maybe that was the time with the Bitsira in Nissen, whatever they knew at the time, you know, when it ferments, whatever it is. They know that by Nissen, whatever is challah is already challah from day one. So that would be the Eitzah for the Reisha. And you're going to have to say the Seif is talking about you're going further than Nissen, you're going out till next Elul. That's already too much. So you don't have the Heta Mekar the Chalachala, but you will have a Heta that you're Mekabal Achrayis. You Mekabal Achrayis the Zol, and if it's Karav LaZel HaZer. Why doesn't that Heta apply for the Reisha? So you're going to have to say that there's not enough chance to have Zol in the Reisha, even though the Rishonim only said it till Tevis, but even if you go till Nissen a few more months out, it's also not going to be enough, and then you'll be able to get through. That's if you learn like the Beis Yosef. Now, the Rishonim, the Paisim don't like the Beis Yosef, because who asked the Torah to create Nissen? What is he doing? Why is he throwing in Nissen? The Gemara says Tevis. Especially if the whole Lumdus, the whole Gemara was geboit on Tevis, who asked him to mess up the whole Sugya and throw in Nissen for? You tell me he had that gears in the Gemara, fine. But the Rosh and all the Rishonim had the gears at Tevis, what is he doing? So, what the Torah is really trying to do, by telling you Nissen, is to tell you, like Tosis, that there is no chiluk. Remember, Tosis suggested the other Rishonim, and says, nah, it's not true. Mekar the Chalachala goes even past Tevis, even to Nissen, even further. So what the Torah is trying to do is to tell you, don't make the mistake of the other Rishonim. Think it's Bedavka. I'm telling you that it's even if you go out to Nissen, even further than Tevis, because that's not the Nakuda. So if that was Pshat in the Torah and the Mechaba, they're saying Nissen, is to tell you that we don't like the second Teretz Rishonim, we only like the first Teretz Rishonim, then what is he doing at the end and saying Chaimetz? You have no Teretz either. Because at the end of the day, you have not this Teretz and not that Teretz. So now the Paiskim are scrambling for new Terutzim, because none of the Rishonim, I mean, Mamish Mana, none of the Rishonim work out here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.